Welcome back to the D.C. Everett Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens down by two at halftime. I'm Chris Conley. Let me give you a couple of potential keys to the second half if the Evergreens are going to pull this game out. Grant Van Grinsven has two personal fouls. He is the Evergreens' best defender, and they really need him on Chad Moots, who's already put up 12 points. He can't pick up that third right away. He is going to start the third quarter. In fact, he'll inbound as the Evergreens have the ball. And Stephen Weir, who is such a streaky shooter. I mean, if Weir can hit three or four in a row, which he's capable of doing behind the three-point line, that could be the run that puts the Evergreens top in this game. All right, play is in to start the third quarter as the Evergreens inbound into the hands of Riley Peterson. And Merrill comes out in a 2-3 zone to start. See how the Evergreens handle this. Grant Van Grinsven now. And now to Riley Peterson. Peterson, freshman, sizing this up, and the zone's extended. See if he can find Stephen Weir flashing out high. See what he can do with this. They set a pick for Peterson. Peterson almost pushed off with his elbow, a call that has been made here. And the Evergreens pull it back out. Now to the hands of Van Grinsven. Again, looking to attack the 2-3. Tried to find a seam. Goes over to Riley Peterson. Peterson brings it back out. Weir is patrolling along the baseline. See if they can get to him for a three. Van Grinsven has the ball. Evergreens need to split this a little down low. And here's a pass almost off the leg of Chris Cornish. Cornish recovers. Goes back to Peterson. Now swings down low to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's got position. He's double-teamed. Has to go back out and turns it over. Bad pass. Kurtenbach did not handle the double-team well. Brandon Bartz takes it away. So the Evergreens held the ball for a minute. Empty possession and looked a little bit confused. Long three-pointer. That's a bad misfire. Chaz Moots almost missed everything. Just got the side of the backboard. And Stephen Weir came out with the long rebound. All right, Evergreens can tie on this possession. Van Grinsven's got the ball, bounces over to Peterson. Now to Weir, three ball for the lead, just missed it. Long rebound out to Peterson, another possession, drives in for the tie, missed it, got a whistle, and a loose ball foul against D.C. Everest. All right, the Evergreens, who have not led, and the game has not been tied since the opening tap, had a shot at the lead and a shot at the tie there. Came up empty. And Kyle Kurtenbach called for the foul, goes back to Merrill. So neither team has scored since the intermission, and we played a minute and a half. Moots brings it into the front court. Here's Nick Peterson. Peterson goes up high. Chaz Moots has it again. They set a screen for him. Grant Grinsven fights through it and has to go over to Nick Peterson. Merrill with the ball and a two-point lead in what has been a very close game. Brandon Bartz now a two from along the baseline, and that is good from Nick Peterson. So it's back to a four-point Merrill lead. They've led by as many as seven. It is the kind of game where you just don't want to go down by two or three possessions. And the Evergreens are down by two possessions. Now here's Stephen Weir over to Van Grinsven. Down low goes to Jacob Stroik, who spins and misses. And it's a one-and-done trip. Merrill gets the rebound. Matt Ruskowski cleared the boards. Coming into the front end, Brandon Bartz. Bartz over to Chaz Moots. Goes over to Peterson. Evergreens need a stop here, trailing 18-14. Can't give up a three. Then it becomes a three-possession game. Got a whistle. Travel turned right over to D.C. Everest. Brandon Bartz shuffled the feet. Let's see, by my count, that's unofficial. That's six turnovers now. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. 2.5 minutes into the half, Evergreens still have not scored. Pass down low to Kyle Kurtenbach, got a whistle, and it's going to be a kicked ball against the Merrill defense. The Evergreens almost wish that that was a no-call, because Kurtenbach got the ball despite the kick down low and was going to go up for a shot. Instead, the Evergreens left inbound underneath. Riley Peterson was looking to inbound to Chris Cornish, instead goes back out to Weir behind the three-point stripe. Over to Van Grinsven, and now to Peterson again. 18-14. Evergreens are trailing. Weir has the ball and goes over to Van Grinsven now. Van Grinsven has his dribble, picks it up. Now to Riley Peterson. Foul line extended, stripped and turned over the other way. Coming back for a breakaway is Peterson. Blocked from behind from Peterson, and it's clean. What a play, Riley Peterson. Trailing and was not going to give up the easy basket. The ball comes to Stephen Weir. Never say die defense there from Riley Peterson. Now over to Van Grinsven. Evergreens living dangerously, though. Need an answer here. We played 3.5 minutes, and the Evergreens have not scored since halftime. Stephen Weir over to Peterson. Back to Weir. Thought about the three. The pass was too high and couldn't get his feet set. Van Grinsven thought about driving, cut off on the double team. Bad pass behind Stephen Weir and turned over. Evergreen's too many turnovers and cold from the floor. They'll give the ball right back to Merrill with the Blue Jays leading 18-14. Evergreen's basketball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Brandon Bartz brings it up. Between these two teams, we played almost 4 minutes in the third quarter. We have 2 points to show for it. A Merrill basket by Nick Peterson. And Peterson's got the ball here. Goes around to Bartz. See if they try and get something going for Chaz Moots. Got a whistle and a travel on Nick Peterson again. Turned over to D.C. Everest. Peterson shuffled before he started his move, and the referee sounds the whistle. With exactly 4 minutes to play in a lethargic third quarter. Nick Sierakowski checks back in for D.C. Everest. Over to Stephen Weir. Evergreen's also has Jake Giebert back in. Now Sierakowski underhand scooping pass to Van Grinsven. He's fouled as he was going up for the shot. Actually, he went to Chris Cornish, and Cornish's going to get himself to the free throw line. Cornish is one of four, but he's going to get two free throws here. One of four from the free throw line, and he'll get a pair. And the foul goes on Nick Peterson. Free throws are going to be big, and Cornish rolls the first one in, breaking a scoring drought of four and a half minutes for the Evergreens. It's a long time to go between points. Cornish's second is a line drive, and he puts that one in too. So it's 18-16. So while the Evergreens are dry for 4 minutes and 25 seconds, that's how long it's been, Merrill has only increased their lead by one. In fact, and right now, it's a two-point lead exactly where we were at halftime. Brandon Bartz has the ball, cut off along the baseline, goes back out high for Jack Anderson. Here's a long three from Chaz Moots. No good. Offensive rebound, high arcing rebound. Came out to Bartz, and he got it down there. And going to get another possession here for his Merrill Blue Jays. Driving along the baseline, blocked from behind by Jake Giebert. Evergreens get the ball, Riley Peterson. Nick Peterson was denied in there. Evergreens again can tie or take the lead on a three. Stephen Weir's got it. Weir's guarded closely, though. They've identified him as a shooter. Pass down low, got a reach in. Going to be a foul against Merrill here as the ball was going down low to Jake Giebert. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. Evergreens will keep possession. And the foul is going to go against Chaz Moots. Moots had 12 at halftime, has not scored in the second half. And the Evergreens, down by two, are going to inbound underneath their own basket. Nick Sierakowski to trigger in. A basket would tie it. Inbounds pass is blocked as Giebert went up. Evergreens get the rebound, followed by Van Grinsven. He's going to get himself to the free throw line. Went in to Van Grinsven, and Jack Anderson would have none of it. Swatted it right back in his face. Anderson has just been called for his third personal foul, and Grant Van Grinsven is going to get himself a pair of free throws. If he makes them both, we'll have a tie game. You bet free throws are huge here. Van Grinsven missed the first one. Merrill makes some substitutions. Tucker Deitman comes into the game. Chaz Moots, who got a brief breather, has come back in. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection, wool bibs, wool shirts, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs during Baseman's fall blowout sale. Van Grinsven missed them both. Merrill gets the rebound. Chaz Moots into the front court, driving, scooping, left it short. Offensive rebound, though, is put up and in. And that went by Tucker Giedhelm. Back to a four-point advantage, 20-16. So the Evergreens had two free throws that could have tied this game and had an open two that could have tied this game. They also missed a three that could have given them a one-point lead. None of that has gone down. The Evergreens have not scored from the floor. Their only points since halftime have been free throws. Now a long three for Derek Reike. Left it short off the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Brandon Bartz of the Blue Jays. Blue Jays up by four and looking for more. Seven's been their biggest lead. And now Chaz Moots spins, was cut off. Here's a three ball from the left side, a miss. Alex Zeitler back rimmed it, and the Evergreens got the rebound. Pulling that rebound down was Van Grinsven, gets it back, drives, scores, and a foul! And the Evergreens will have a chance to cut it to one if Van Grinsven can get his free throw. You know, the Evergreens have fought through, and their offense has been anemic here. But they're hanging in, and they're going to get some opportunities from that. The foul there goes against Austin Reisman, and we'll see if Grant Van Grinsven, who just missed two free throws, can get one here. If he hits, it'll be a one-point game, and he missed it. Ball is loose on the rebound. Evergreens have it! Chris Cornish secured the loose rebound, got a whistle, and tied up along the baseline jump ball. It goes over to Merrill. Boy, every time the Evergreens look like they have a crack at getting this thing tied, they come up short. Just seems like it's been an uphill battle all night. Under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter, and it's 20-18. Merrill gets the ball back on alternating possession. Two, Chaz Moots. Goes up high, straight on three, and it's a hit for Anderson. Top of the key, puts it back to five. So the Evergreens have the opportunities, can't get it, and get burned by a three on the other end. Here's Derek Reike, thought about the three. Reike's a sophomore. Have to have ice veins to take that. Goes back out to Sierakowski. 1.5 minutes to play here. Reike's got it on the near side. And Reike gives up a lot of height to all of these players. Now baseline pass to Kurtenbach. Bad pass. Knocked away. Loose on the floor. Kurtenbach went down low and got it. Saves the possession for the Evergreens. Nick Sierakowski comes back. Sierakowski looks to drive. Goes back to Reike. Passes up the three. Now to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven splits. Down low to Kurtenbach. Waits for the double team. He's fouled and he misses. Kurtenbach's going to get himself two free throws. Let's see who they get here for the foul. And the foul goes against Zeitler. Alex Zeitler's just been called for his second. That is the fifth team foul on Merrill, to only one for DC Everest. Kyle Kurtenbach's got a pair of free throws, and his first is good. The Evergreens have not been good at the free throw line, and they need everything in this game. Second free throw here could make this a three-point game. And Kurtenbach got them both. Nice rotation there. Kurtenbach's got four. The Merrill lead now is 23-20. And under a minute to play in the third quarter. Evergreen's just hanging around but can't seem to make that run. Anderson's got the ball. Now to Zeitler. Long three, and Zeitler just hit. That's the second three here, and the Evergreens want a timeout. No, Merrill wants a timeout here because they've just hit that three to extend their lead back to six. It's 26-20. With 47 seconds left to play. And we're just getting the indication now that this will be a full timeout. So in this third period, the Evergreens had a chance to tie if they could make a free throw to complete a three-point play. They didn't. They've had two shots from the floor that could have gotten the game back tied. Both were misses. And Stephen Weir had a three from the baseline that could have given the Evergreens a one-point lead. He missed that. But then on two of their last three trips down the floor, Merrill has hit threes, and that's extended back now to 26-20 Blue Jays. Evergreens cannot fall any further behind than that. D.C. Everest basketball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest sports. And Ace Hardware Weston, they are more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. When we are done here, well, we still have a fourth quarter to play, we'll get you out to the Wausau East Wisconsin Rapids game. Game three of our Fox Sports High School basketball triple header. Earlier today, D.C. Everest girls 14 better than these Merrill Blue Jays, 52-38. The girls are now a very flashy 11-1. Off the timeout, Evergreens inbounds. They'll have to go the length of the court. Merrill picks up man-to-man half-court defense as Van Grinsven brings it to the front court. Looks to Stephen Weir. Weir goes down low, got a whistle, and an offensive foul away from the ball against D.C. Everest. Chris Cornish is going to get called for it. Wow. We have seen a lot of away-from-the-ball calls here. And the Evergreens, trailing by six, have just given the ball back to Merrill. With 35 seconds to play, clock's moving. Ball goes over to Alex Zeitler, got a whistle, and going to have a push here against Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's going to pick up his third. And just like that, team fouls have increased from one to now two and three. against the Evergreens. Team fouls are 5 and 3. And Kurtenbach's going to take a seat. Chris Cornish comes back in along with Jim Gieber. Merrill inbound in the hands of Brandon Bartz. Biggest lead of the game has been 7, and Merrill's up by 6 with the ball now to Chaz Moots. Moots had all 12 of his points in the first half, has not scored since halftime. Down to 10 seconds, running a clear out here for Bartz. Bartz guarded closely, loses control of the ball, throws it, it's steeled away. Breakaway the other way for Van Grinsven, who lays it in with 2 seconds left, and that's where the quarter will end. The Evergreens needed that breakaway basket, and they got it. Grant Van Grinsven's basket cuts the lead down to 4. So the Evergreens still within striking range. The fourth quarter awaits with Merrill's lead cut to 26-22. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everett Fieldhouse. We're about to get the fourth quarter underway, and the Evergreens will have the ball. They trail by 2 at halftime, outscored in the third quarter 10-8, despite not scoring for the first 3.5 minutes of the quarter. Evergreens have the ball, looking to cut into this 4-point deficit. Nick Sierakowski works around to Riley Peterson. Peterson's got his dribble, but is guarded closely. Now finds Sierakowski for a 10-foot floater, rolls it in. Nick Sierakowski with the hit. Back to a 2-point lead for Merrill. And the Blue Jays now have a little pressure on them to come up with an answer. Now up high to Chaz Moots. Moots drives, quickly double teams, goes on the baseline, passes up the shot. Now here comes a 3 from Zeitler. Too strong, misses. Offensive rebound, nope, loose ball foul against Merrill. Turn back over to the Evergreens. And again, the Evergreens are going to get the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead. See if they can get over the hump here. And that foul goes on Jack Anderson. It's his 3rd. It's the team's 6th, so the Evergreens will have free throws coming for the rest of the game. Riley Peterson comes up to half court. They pick up with half court man-to-man defense. Over to Nick Sierakowski. Now down low to Chris Cornish. Cornish in traffic, spins and misses. Ball is loose, goes out of bounds, saved by the Evergreens to Weir. Over to Sierakowski, who drives and travels, and the Evergreens still down by 2. Can't get that shot to tie this game. By my count, that's the 5th possession the Evergreens have had with a chance to tie or take the lead, and they have not been able to. D.C. Everest has not led in the ball game. Nick Sierakowski with the turnover. Merrill gets it back the other way. Alex Zeitler now goes over to Chaz Moots. Moots was cut off there by Sierakowski. Merrill works around the perimeter. Anderson has it down low. Now goes back out high. Chaz Moots again. Into the hands of Brandon Bart. 6.5 minutes to play in this game. Pass goes down low. In traffic, whistle, and Anderson was fouled down low. He's going to get himself to the free throw line for 2 shots. Let's see who they get down there. There was a lot of traffic down low. It's going to go against Riley Peterson. That is his 1st. Now there are 4 team fouls against the Evergreens. Let's see what Jack Anderson can do at the free throw line. He's 1 for 3 so far in the game. Make it 2 for 4 as he hits his 1st. Very frustrating for D.C. Everest fans to see them have so many possessions to get this thing tied up. Just not be able to. A little bit maddening. The lead now is ballooned back to 3. Missed it. Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Giebert got it. So Anderson was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. So a 3-ball ties it here, and we've got a whistle, and the Evergreens want to take a timeout. This is a good timeout for Coach Corey Heckle. He senses the frustration, too, that the Evergreens have not been able to get over the hump. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a 30-second break. 6:33 left in the fourth quarter. Merrill 27, Evergreens 24. Back in 30 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Back at the D.C. Everett Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Glad you are with us on this snowy, slippery driving Friday night. If you're listening in your car, please be careful. The Blue Jays lead 27-24. Evergreens have the ball after a timeout, and there's 6:33 left in the fourth quarter. We will next see these D.C. Everett Evergreens on Tuesday night. They'll be back here at the Fieldhouse against Lakeland. Third time this year they will have played a Great Northern Conference team, and they're 1-for-1 against Great Northern teams. Actually, they're 1-and-1. They lost to Merrill early in the year and had a win against Tomahawk. And Lakeland's a good team. Pass goes down low, waiting and going up and scoring is Chris Cornish. Gets it back down to a one-point game. 27-26. Evergreen's looking for a stop now as Merrill brings it up across the timeline. Bartz now goes over to Nick Peterson. They're looking down low for Anderson, who's playing with three fouls. Work around the perimeter, though, to Brandon Bartz. Goes back up high to Nick Peterson. 6 minutes to play in the game, and Merrill clinging to this one-point lead. Evergreen's really looking for a defensive stop. Chaz Mooch has just been shut off in the second half, had the ball. Open three for Alex Zeitler. Missed it. Evergreen's get the rebound, Stephen Weir. Evergreen's push into the front court, Riley Peterson. Evergreen's with another chance. Sixth possession here to tie or take the lead. Bounce pass goes down low. Evergreen score! They take the lead! Chris Cornish from Stephen Weir. Evergreen outscored Merrill 6-1 in the fourth quarter, and for the first time, the Evergreens are up 28-27. Now Merrill needs an answer. Evergreen's got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball. Who is this going to be on? It's going to be against D.C. Everest. Chris Cornish, I believe. Nope, Jake Giebert. Giebert's been called for his second. Team's fifth. All right, it's a foul to give. Merrill inbounds underneath. Merrill's got trouble getting it in. Almost a five-second call. Inbound to the baseline. Three-pointer, a miss. Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Giebert. Evergreens with one-point lead and the ball. First time in the game the Evergreens have a lead to build on. Here's Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski goes over to Stephen Weir. And Merrill settles back into the 2-3 zone. And Merrill's going to pull it out. And now they're going to pick up man-to-man. Okay. Showed that 2-3 look for a minute. Stephen Weir pulled it out, wanted to make sure what he has, and now they are playing straight-up man-to-man. Nick Sierakowski is away from the basket. Sierakowski has a dribble, pass to Riley Peterson, out of bounds, off of Peterson's hands and turned over. And you know what? The Merrill player, Chaz Mooch, bought that call from the official. I think that was out on Mooch, and Mooch pointed emphatically, and the official agreed with him. Oh, my. So the ball gets turned right back over to D.C. Everest. Gets turned back over to Merrill, rather. Evergreen's basketball, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits. CCUWausau.com. Merrill's down by one and has the ball. Alex Zeitler. Zeitler over to Anderson. This comes after an Everest turnover. Back up high to Chaz Mooch. 4.5 minutes left in the ball game. Both of these teams take long possessions, so time is going to move quickly here in this fourth quarter. Alex Zeitler. Zeitler over to Mooch, dribbles in, blocked by Sierakowski, drives in, shot too strong, tries to follow, offensive rebound, block and a foul. Mooch got a second and then got a third chance, and a foul is going to go against D.C. Everest. See if they're going to call this a shooting foul. It's Chris Cornish's third. And they are going to say shooting foul for Chaz Mooch, who's been a very good free throw shooter. They're going to say he was trying to put it back in on the miss. First free throw, a miss. So Mooch will need this one, and that would tie our ball game. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Tulusky and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. To Lusty and Kennedy, we're here to help. Call for a free consultation. Grant Van Grinsven will come in. Riley Peterson will go out. And Chaz Moots has one more free throw coming. This one could not the game. Ball in hand. Rushed it a little bit, but got it. It's got 13 points now. Knotted at 28-28. 4:11 to play in the ball game. Strap on your crash helmet for a fabulous finish. Steven Weir bounces over to Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski to Weir in the corner. Not open for the three. They quickly collapsed on him. Now goes over to Cornish. Back out to Weir. Weir did hit a three at the buzzer just before halftime to get the Evergreens within two at intermission. His only points here. Now to Cornish. Goes down low. Got a whistle and a foul as the ball was arriving to Chris Cornish. Cornish, by my count, is high man for the Evergreens with 9 points. This is going to be a 1-1 here as Chaz Moots has just picked up his third foul. And these are big free throws for Chris Cornish. Cornish is 3 of 6 from the free throw line. And they just get magnified as we go down the stretch. All right, so let's see if Cornish can get this lead back to 1 or 2. Cornish's free throw. He missed it off the front end. Ball is loose. Rebound. Steven Weir underneath. He scores. Steven Weir fought for the rebound for the bigs underneath and gives the Evergreens a 2-point lead, 30-28. The Evergreens have just hung around, even though I think in many ways Merrill's the better team. Straight on three, rims out from Zeitler. Offensive rebound. Goes back out for another three. Actually, that's a two, and it's a miss. And the Evergreens get the rebound to Nick Sierakowski. So Merrill had a chance for a three that just rolled around the cylinder but wouldn't go down, and then a long two from the baseline was also a miss. Merrill's done a better job with offensive rebounds here, but the Evergreens have that two-point lead because of a Steven Weir offensive rebound. Giebert passed down low to Chris Cornish, who scores! And the Evergreens are up by 4, 32-28. We go under 3 minutes, and Merrill wants a timeout. As the Evergreens have been on a small run, and you know it's small runs that's going to make a difference in this game when we're playing such a low-scoring game. We'll keep it right here with 2:55 to play, and the Evergreens have slowly, methodically built up a 4-point lead, 32-28. D.C. Everest Basketball, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. And DeVorney Orthodontics, see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Chris Cornish, I think, is having the best game of his season. Cornish with 11, including that last bucket that put the Evergreens up by 4. So it is the first time that the Evergreens have a 2-possession lead. And off the timeout, Merrill inbounds at half court. Into the hands of Jack Anderson, now to Zeitler. Zeitler's been a little bit cold from behind the three-point line. Now to Brandon Bartz. Goes up high. Anderson thought about driving, instead goes to the baseline. Extra pass, loose on the floor, picked up and missed from close range by Chad Moots. And the Evergreens get the rebound. Chris Cornish. Cornish clears the boards. Evergreens are going to take a huge advantage in this game if they score on this possession. Big possession here. They almost cleared out for Van Grinsven. Go back out to Kyle Kurtenbach. Now to Steven Weir. Bounces over to Sierakowski. Evergreens can be deliberate. You want a good look. Steven Weir behind the three-point line. Goes back out to Kurtenbach. We could go under 2 minutes to play in the game in this possession. D.C. Everest by 4 with the ball. Nick Sierakowski goes up high to Van Grinsven. Over to Weir. And now Van Grinsven bounces over to Kurtenbach. 1:50 to play. Clock still moving. Evergreens are not taking the air out of the ball. They're being deliberate. They're looking for a good shot. They are running their plays, looking for something underneath. Van Grinsven thought about driving, picks up his dribble to Sierakowski, who drives in. They're going to call Nick Sierakowski for... I thought they were going to get him for a travel. No, they're going to call a foul against Merrill. Sierakowski's going to go to the line for a 1-1. You know, I thought Sierakowski got a break there. I thought that he dragged that back foot. Instead, Alex Zeitler's been called for his third. 7 team fouls, so Nick Sierakowski gets the front end of the 1-1. Every free throw is pressure-packed, and Nick Sierakowski hits. Extends the lead to 5. That's a senior for you. And Sarakowski has one more. Merrill subs in, and Sarakowski's got the ball in hand. This could extend the lead to six. He missed it. Offensive rebound, D.C. Everest. Save there. The Evergreens call a timeout to save the possession. Kyle Kurtenbach fished out that rebound. The Evergreens are doing the little things right in the fourth quarter, and it's what led them to this lead, 33-28. And sensing that Kurtenbach was falling out of bounds, Coach Corey Heckel got and was granted a timeout with 1:41 to play in the game. It's 33-28. So Sarakowski was 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Evergreens fought through a lot of frustration in this game. I had gone through those sequences. The Evergreens had six possessions with a chance to tie and couldn't, all of them coming in the third and the early part of the fourth quarter. Finally got over the hump, and the Evergreens right now find themselves on a 7-0 run. Merrill has had a couple of good looks. They had that three from Alex Zeitler that rimmed out, had a pretty good follow-up from the baseline. Chaz Moots had an offensive rebound opportunity that he missed from right underneath the basket. So suddenly there's kind of a lid on it for Merrill. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Huge possession here. Nick Sarakowski's got the ball. Inbounds to Stephen Weir. Thought about the three. No thank you, sir. Goes out to Van Grinsven, and Van Grinsven is fouled. Not sure if they're putting him on the line on purpose. Brandon Bartz called the foul. The foul was 25 or 30 feet away from the basket, and Van Grinsven is going to shoot a 1-1. This will be the last 1-1. Maybe they wanted to foul Van Grinsven because he's 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Everything will be two possessions after this. Yeah, I think Merrill gave that foul on purpose here. 1:38 to play. So if the Evergreens lead at 5, let's see if Grant Van Grinsven can make them pay. Van Grinsven has 6 points. So here is the 1-1 for Grant Van Grinsven, Jr., best defensive player on the Evergreens team, and he made it. Forget about the earlier misses. That was the important one. 6-point lead, and this one is even more important because this would make it a 3-possession game with a minute and a half left. Evergreens be on their way to getting a win here. Van Grinsven hits it, and he does, up by 3 possessions. Now Merrill's got to hustle. Into the front court come the Blue Jays. Bartz has it, now goes over to Zeitler. Zeitler goes up, got a whistle, and a foul away from the ball. It's against Merrill, and it's turned over to D.C. Everest. Foul away from the ball means we're going to walk down, and there are going to be 2 free throws coming here for D.C. Everest, unless they're calling this a player control foul. They're calling it on Peterson. And as a player control foul, it's going to go over to Everest without free throws. 35-28. Now the Evergreens have the ball. Evergreens are going to look to run clock here into Van Grinsven. If they foul him here, he'll get 2 free throws. Playing for a steal, and now a bump and a foul committed by Brandon Bartz. 1:25 to play. Evergreens up by 7, and Grant Van Grinsven will walk down to the other end to shoot a pair. Double bonus now. Bartz has just been called for his third. And Van Grinsven, who hit 2 the last time, has 2 free throws in hand here. Evergreens have Giebert and Kurtenbach on the low blocks. That's their rebounding team here, and Van Grinsven strokes the first again. All right, so he's officially streaky from the free throw line, having hit 3 in a row now. And Merrill is going to take a timeout. They're going to try and ice Grant Van Grinsven here, realizing they can't fall any further behind. Only 1:25 left in the game, and the Evergreens have their biggest lead right now at 36-28. And Merrill does not have a basket from the floor in the fourth quarter, has only 2 free throws. And the Evergreens are on a 9-0 run right now with another free throw coming for Grant Van Grinsven. So Merrill has gone cold at the wrong time in this game. We'll have a very quick wrap-up once this game goes final, starting to look more and more like an Evergreens win. And then we'll get you down to Wisconsin Rapids for the Wausau East Rapids game. Tom King standing by for that. Game 3 of our Fox Sports triple header. And then our next high school broadcast comes up on Tuesday night. Actually, I take that back. I've got to check my schedule. Wausau East may have a hockey game that's been rescheduled on Monday. They may have, they lost a game when school was closed because of the cold weather earlier this week. Yeah, Wausau East hockey coming up on Monday against Marshfield. And then D.C. Everest basketball against Lakeland for a non-conference game on Tuesday. Those are our upcoming broadcasts on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreens have outscored Merrill 13-2 in the fourth quarter. And Van Grinsven's got one more free throw after the timeout. Van Grinsven eyes the basket and missed it. Merrill gets the rebound. Comes to Jack Anderson. They got to hurry. 1:20 to play here. Evergreen's lead is 8. And here comes Bartz. Bartz goes to Chad Moots. Moots lets a three fly and he hit it. A three ball from Moots. And that makes it 36-31. And the Evergreens will have the ball after Merrill calls a quick timeout on the make with 1:13 to play. That three was important because it comes with a lot of time left. It gives Merrill the opportunity to play for steals instead of the quick foul here. You know, if they missed or settled for only a two, well, then your options are limited. That Moots three really kept his team in the ballgame. A big hit. Clutch junior Chaz Moots, who's going to finish this game as high man, win or lose, for the Merrill Blue Jays. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Coach Corey Henkel, I'm sure, is stressing ball security here. What you don't want to do is turn the ball over. Evergreens will, I'm sure, look to run clock. And you want to be able to take 20, 30 seconds off the clock here. And if you're able to do that, then you're going to force Merrill to foul. And then you'll win or lose the game on the free throw line. Evergreen's lead was 8. Just cut to 5 on that last make. A three ball from Chaz Moots. 16 points for him. Nick Sierakowski will inbound. Merrill picks up full court pressure. Evergreen's having trouble getting it in. The inbounder, Van Grinsven, goes right back to Sierakowski. Double-teamed in the backcourt, picks up his dribble to Van Grinsven. Now into the front court to Stephen Weir. Evergreen's have an easy basket down low. A score and a foul for Jake Giebert. And you know what? That's probably going to be the ball game. The Evergreens are going to win this thing. And the foul is going to be called on Matt Rutkowski. And Jake Giebert, if he can complete the three-point play, is going to put the Evergreens back up by 8 with 1:05 to play. Big sequence. You could have made the argument that Giebert shouldn't have put the ball in the air, that you wanted to run more clock. But Giebert found himself all alone underneath, and he misses the free throw. All right, the door's still open a little bit. Under a minute to play now. It's 38-31. Merrill with the ball, down by 7. Over to Chaz Moots. Thought about that three. Goes into the corner. Zeitler hoists the three. Misses it. Into the corner. Sierakowski with the rebound. They got to foul him now. 50 seconds left. Still playing for the steal. Van Grinsven had his pocket picked. Ball's loose on the floor. And the Evergreens take it back. Grant Van Grinsven takes it back. And now they do have to foul. They foul Stephen Weir. Chaz Moots reached in. And are going to send Stephen Weir to the free throw line. And now there's just 40 seconds left. And the Evergreens have that 7-point lead, 38-31. And Stephen Weir to the free throw line. Weir had a key offensive rebound and a key basket here in the fourth quarter. He has 5 points. And he's going to get 2 free throws here. Maybe it is Weir who will actually salt away this game. His first free throw is no good. Evergreens can't quite close it out. Weir gets one more. Couple of bounces here. Eyes the rim and makes that one. So Stephen Weir, 1 of 2, extends the Everest lead back to 8 points. Clock's moving 35 seconds. Still gotta like the Evergreen's chances. This would be a really nice win after such a bad effort last Saturday. Merrill's got to put the ball up here. Here's a long step back three. No good. It's a miss from Zeitler. Rebound to Kyle Kurtenbach. Got a foul. And they foul Stephen Weir again as the outlet pass came to him. 23 seconds left. And the Evergreens are going to come from behind and beat this Merrill team that was just ice cold in the fourth quarter. Stephen Weir hit the floor hard and is hurting as he comes up to the free throw line. Like he's having trouble straightening up after the misses. The foul came on Brandon Bartz. That's his fourth, but that's academic now with just 23 seconds to play. Evergreens by 8, and all that's left to be determined is the final score. And Stephen Weir plays through the pain and hits the first free throw. And now the Evergreens on a make here could actually extend it to a double-digit lead. Who'd have thunk it? And Stephen Weir got them both. Evergreens by 10. Evergreens fans are going to go home happy tonight with boys and girls basketball wins. 19 seconds left, clock's moving. Cut off along the baseline, going back out now, trying the long three is Matt Murkowski. Instead goes to Anderson, tries a three, and he's fouled. He's going to get three free throws. That didn't make much sense. It's a mistake that the Evergreens will be able to get through. Nick Sierakowski is going to be called for the foul. And they're going to give three free throws to Jake Anderson here with the clock stopped. There's only 10 seconds left. Anderson missed the first. Yeah, I mean, that's a mistake. Want to let him take the three. It's a mistake that's not going to come back to haunt D.C. Everest. They've already got this game in the bag. Merrill led by as many as 7. Missed the second free throw. Jake Anderson gets one more. And then we will run out this clock, and then D.C. Everest fans will have a nice Friday night ahead of them with a two-win effort, putting both halves, the boys and girls, doubleheader. All right, here's Anderson's final free throw, and he got that one. And Jake Giebert comes in for D.C. Everest. Nick Sierakowski will inbound. Sierakowski looking to throw in, throws in to Stephen Weir, and they foul him with 9 seconds left. Only a second and a half ticked off the clock there. And Stephen Weir will walk down to the other end to shoot a couple of free throws. Foul there goes on Nick Freeman. And Stephen Weir's getting two free throws, only 9 seconds left in the game. So the Evergreens will go to 2-2 in conference play and will improve to 5-7 overall. And Stephen Weir misses his first free throw. Yep, D.C. Everest did a nice job persevering through what was a tough team. And they're beating a Merrill team that had a height advantage the entire night. Stephen Weir gets the second. Evergreens lead 42-32 with just 9 seconds left. Merrill inbounds into Chad Moots. Moots lets a long three, no good, off the back bracket. Only 3 seconds left, and that's where we are going to end. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. A rousing cheer from the home crowd at the Fieldhouse. The Evergreens come from behind to race an 8-point deficit and post a 10-point win over the Merrill Blue Jays. 42-32. We'll recap our leading scores and wrap things up from the Fieldhouse after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may have to be made by a judge or jury. However, you are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you're in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by contacting the law firm of Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri, was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies. Stop eating before you're full. Up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive. Bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
We are Mugwarts!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley, and just moments ago, the D.C. Everest Evergreens, they came from behind tonight to beat the Merrill Blue Jays 42-32. Merrill led by as many as 7 points. 7-point lead that the Evergreens were able to overcome. That was back in the first half. The Evergreens outscored Merrill 20-6 in the fourth quarter. The Evergreens picked the right time to get hot, and the Merrill Blue Jays really struggled down the stretch in this game. High scorer among both teams was Chaz Moots, but Moots, it was really a... was ice cold down the stretch. The rest of the Blue Jays scoring, not much after Moots. 6 for Jack Anderson, 6 for Alex Zeitler, 2 for Nick Peterson, and 2 for Tucker Diethelm. For the D.C. Everest Evergreens, a balanced scoring attack. When the Evergreens went inside, their most effective weapon today was Chris Cornish. Cornish had 4 baskets from the floor, 3 for 7 from the free throw line, 11 to lead the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Grant Van Grinsven had 9. It was a Van Grinsven basket that finally gave the Evergreens a lead in this game. And Stephen Weir had 9 points, only 1-3. Stephen Weir had a couple of key offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter to keep possessions alive for D.C. Everest. And Stephen Weir was 4 of 6 with those free throws coming down the stretch. Weir ends with 9 points. 5 for Nick Sierakowski, 4 for Kyle Kurtenbach, and 4 for Jake Giebert to wrap up the D.C. Everest Evergreen scoring. The Evergreens get a gutty win today, one that they can feel happy about. They're off until Tuesday when they will step out of conference to play Lakeland. Lakeland at last check had an 8-1 record, so a tough opponent coming for a non-conference match here at the Everest Fieldhouse. You will hear that game next Tuesday on Fox Sports Radio. Up next, we have the Wausau East boys basketball game against Wisconsin Rapids. Hey, I'm happy that we're getting you to that one a little bit early. Tom King is standing by. We'll have coverage coming up next. Again, our final score, the D.C. Everest boys and girls both come up winners. The Everest girls beat Merrill 52-38, and the D.C. Everest boys come from behind to beat Merrill 42-32. It's going to wrap it up from the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Conley, and good night from Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.